You are Locked On Bulls, your daily podcast on the Chicago Bulls. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Here are your hosts, Matt Peck and Big Dave Watson.
This call is being recorded.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. You can follow my co-host Big Dave at Bowl, B-A-W-L Sports. You can follow us at Locked On Bulls. Shoot us a text or leave us a voicemail at 331-979-1369. That's what we're here to do today, Big Dave. This is part two of getting through as many of the voicemails in our inbox as we can. We had a lot of fun with the first part of our voicemail extravaganza here, taking a lot of calls, not a whole lot of Bulls basketball talk, but it was fun nonetheless. Hope y'all enjoyed it. And we're going to get into some more of these voicemails today. And before we dive into them, Big Dave, how you feeling, baby?
Feeling good, man. Ready to get into part two. Part one was just immense amounts of fun. Just some great voicemails from callers, some angry. One actually paid Matt a compliment without knowing he paid Matt a compliment by calling him a homer. And, you know, shout out to my man with the Rock Auto read, man. That was beautiful. And, yeah, it was just great. It was really so much fun. It really was.
We've got some loosies in our inbox, so let's get to them. the first call on this part two voicemail comes to us from the 314.
Matt, Big Dave, it's CJ from 314. Well, from the 314, no longer live in the 314, but nonetheless, I'm calling because our Bulls did it. They finally made a marquee signing in free agency. I'm 34 years old. I can't remember when's the last time the Bulls got a player in their prime, like this in free agency. And it's a good feeling, right? It's a good feeling that, you know, the faith that we put in AK and Eversley is being shown that they are not only worth it, but they really do make deals and have an eye on how to improve this team. And that's the thing that we've been missing for the longest, is a vision on how to truly improve, not just basing off trying to get lucky or where the chips may fall. They're going out and making a new future for the Chicago Bulls. Now, we just got to get LaVine re-sign, make a decision on marketing. But the question I wanted to bring to you guys is, I know right now everyone's kind of expecting marketing not to be part of the team going forward, but what percentage do you place it that maybe the Bulls, I'm not saying that they won't make a deal or they're not looking for a deal, they can find one that's advantageous for the team, but what percentage do you put that maybe they hold on to marketing, maybe they match an offer sheet if one isn't too high, thinking that maybe having Lonzo Ball, point guard like Lonzo Ball, could finally get all these cogs to work together efficiently? What do you guys think? Thank you for everything you guys do every day. Appreciate you.
Thanks for the call, CJ. Appreciate you checking in. So first and foremost, I just want to say how well he put that first part of his call, Dave. I think you and I have tried to speak to that this week as far as looking at things optimistically right now. And honestly, looking at just how many changes and all of the evidence of things finally being done differently with this organization, with this new front office, and a lot of doubters when they first came in, and it was like, well, why is Jim still here, and why didn't we make any big splash free agency signings, you know, in their first offseason? And they're, you know, it honestly, I was going to say it surprised me, but nothing about this fan base surprises me. But it did irk me a little bit that everybody seemed to be so quickly buying out. Like, oh, well, why did we hire these guys? They're not doing anything different.
Right.
You know, as you said on a recent episode, man, no, they were going to do different things. They just needed to assess the situation first. And now, any of you people complaining a year ago about why they were dragging their feet and not making any actual changes.
Are you crazy or just plain stupid?
Are you stupid or something?
What, are you stupid or something? Are you stupid or something?
I mean, have you written them a formal apology yet? Because you should.
I mean, double spaced, you know what I'm saying, on some proper formal letterhead, too. Yeah, like they had to assess the team. Bottom line, because I've said this before, Matt. Like when they came in, both of them said, "How come this team hadn't made the playoffs?" They were looking at the talent, and they're looking at the conference, and they're like, "Why aren't they in the playoffs?" And it wasn't a question of that they weren't going to explore. I should say they were like, "Why isn't it like this? You know what? Let's go through a season and let's find out." They went through a season and found out exactly what it was. Oh, let's move some of this stuff because this is trash. This is trash. Yeah, this ain't working. Let's get moving this stuff around here. Okay, we can't really do anything in free agency this year, so let's just get some intelligence in here. How about just some high basketball IQ that can actually play some defense and Garrett Temple? Let's get that in here, and then we'll worry about next year. Everything made logical basketball sense, which is why I was like, why are Bulls fans tripping? Because this is logical basketball sense. And the caller, like you said, put it so perfectly because it's not based on, you know, all right, we hope this works out. All right, we hope it's cool. All right, we hope it fits. It's not hope anymore. They're going through all the details and the tedious process of putting the right players in the right place so this team can have success. Because you saw it on AK's face last year. That dude wanted to win, period. He wanted to win. When they played Denver, he wanted to win because it was his old team, man. Like, these guys want to win, man. Like, and it comes across in these moves, Matt, and it keeps coming across every single day that this free agency has started. It's been great.
Right. I mean, you know, the old regime, it was, hey, we're contestants on Wheel of Fortune, and we spin the wheel, and then we take a pass on guessing a letter while looking up at the board, and then also we're just going to hoard all our money instead of buying any vowels. Like, that's what it was. And now it's like, oh, no, I'm actually here to win the game, so I'm going to try and win the game.
Yeah.
The back end of our caller's question, let's get to that now, Dave, wondering about Lowry. So just contextually, we are recording this Thursday evening. Depending on when we put this episode out, the Lowry question may already have been resolved by the time y'all are hearing this. So just know that as we sit right now, Thursday evening, the latest we've heard is a tweet earlier today from Shams Charania that the Hornets have emerged as perhaps the most interested team in Lowry Marketing Services. The deadline to get a sign and trade done would be, you know, midnight tonight, theoretically, because Friday is the first day that restricted free agents, such as Lowry Markkanen, can sign those offer sheets with other teams.
Right.
If he does sign that offer sheet, then the window of sign and trade closes. The Bulls can't orchestrate a sign and trade after he signs an offer sheet with Charlotte. So basically, where we sit now, the Bulls have a matter of 7 or 8 hours to get that sign and trade deal done with Charlotte, which looks like the Bulls' last shot at getting something for Lowry. You know, so some people are talking about, hey, man, wouldn't it be great if we could like steal PJ Washington away from Charlotte? Or, you know, I know he's had kind of a rocky career over the last season or two, but maybe adding some more front court depth with Bismack Biyombo, you know, could we pry one of those guys away from Charlotte? And I would say, hey, if you could do it, do it. I know that some Bulls fans are looking at the situation saying maybe keeping Lowry makes the most sense right now, but I don't know about you. I think I would rather see if we can get something from Charlotte before that window closes.
Yeah, it doesn't make basketball sense to me. I'm not basing that on his skill, even though obviously some of it is, but it's more so the feeling of what this team is and what they're shaping themselves into be. It doesn't feel like there's a place here for my main man Lowry, which is, you know, sad to say, but it's true. A guy who wants to start, who wanted to get paid like a starter and have an opportunity to start, will not have that here because after all these trades were made, they've solidified their starting five. That's what it is. So now you're competing for 6, 7, 8 spot on the bench. And he clearly doesn't want to do that. And I don't blame him. Don't blame at all, like, to want to do that. He's young. You don't want to, you know, put yourself already into that category. After you were, I mean, remember how revered he was? Not just by Bulls Nation, but also by the NBA when all the lists that he would appear on, you know, top 50 players under 25, you know what I mean?
Right.
And stuff like that. He was very high up on those lists. And rightfully so, because of the promise that they saw that he could have had, but it didn't happen that way here. So for me, it doesn't make real basketball sense to stay here in a place that they're already telling you, we want you to do something that you've already expressed that you don't want to do. And AK doesn't strike me as petty, as that guy that would just keep him just for, you know, well, if we can't have him, nobody have kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? We can't get anything from him, nothing. If he signs the offer sheet and goes, then he signs the offer sheet and he goes. I don't think they'll have a problem with that. Of course, you'd like to get somebody back, Matt. I'd rather have P.J. Washington over Bismack Biyombo. I'd like P.J. Washington a lot. I don't know if we would get that. I think that would be awesome, but I don't know if we would get that from Charlotte, but we'll see. I mean, we've watched AK and Eversley pull off great things, but yeah, man, I think it's run its course. It's time for him to have a fresh start. I mentioned Charlotte as one of the three teams when we did our last podcast that I could see him actually going to and having success, because he'll have a legitimate point guard who will definitely be looking for him. So yeah, I think it's a good move, and I hope it happens because I think it's run its course here, Matt. I just think it's time that they, you know, cut ties and move on.
And, you know, as the caller said, you know, the thing about Lonzo, or the thing about Lowry never really having a true point guard to play with in Chicago, which maybe is part of the reason that he hasn't developed the way that we wanted him to. And maybe Lonzo bringing that out of him, if Lowry were to stick around. Well, Lonzo's younger brother, who is more of a, you know, even more of a playmaking, distributing point guard than Lonzo is, especially in the half court. Maybe he's the one who brings that out of Lowry. And if Lowry finds the right pairing and he goes to Charlotte, he plays with LaMelo, and he explodes and turns into the star that we thought he could be, yeah, it'll sting a little bit to see him finally figure that out with a different team. But when you're thinking big picture and you think about the Jimmy trade, you know, Chris Dunn didn't work out. Lowry, not going to look like it worked out. We got our piece in Zach LaVine. And you have to realize that a lot of teams don't get that lucky when they trade away their franchise player. None of the pieces they get back, whether they be first-round draft capital or young players who need a change of scenery, whatever, none of them turn into as good of a player as Zach LaVine has turned himself into. So that should make the Lowry departure sting significantly less, in my opinion.
I agree. And the other thing about the point guard of, you know, him playing with Lonzo, that's part of what I was saying. Like, he won't have that opportunity like that because he won't be in the starting lineup. In Charlotte, he'll have the opportunity to play with LaMelo because he'll have an opportunity to start. And that's the difference. So about him playing with an actual point guard, because it won't be like that with Lonzo. Lonzo will probably be resting by the time, you know, Lowry gets out there on the floor. So he still won't have a point guard to really play with, that, and one that likes to pass, and, you know, one that's good in the half court and things like that. So yeah, I think it's his best course. I would honestly love to see it for him, because I still want the best for Lowry. I really do. I want to see this dude thrive. He's too skilled and he's too talented and he's too, his body type and everything he does is built to be good in the NBA. And it's something upstairs mentally that is stopping that from happening for him, man. And I hope it gets, you know, figured out in Charlotte.
Absolutely, man. All right, we've got another voicemail, a few more voicemails queued up. Before that, I want to take a quick break to tell y'all about Stat Hero. Do you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game's rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time at their disposal. You don't stand a chance. Well, introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes. Winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. You're in total control. Stat Hero is DFS the way it was meant to be, one-on-one. So play Stat Hero now and change your odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, sign up for free, and right now you can get three times back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, stathero.com/lockedon. Yeah. Big Dave, man. You know what that makes me think of right now is football is so close.
It's so close, man. It's so close. So close. Ooh. Right there. Justin Fields.
I got to, you know, I do dabble in daily fantasy, but I'm still all about my leagues, man. I play in a few different fantasy football leagues that I played in for years. And bragging rights. Like, yes, there's some money in the pool, but it's all about bragging rights, playing with your friends. But if you're going to play daily fantasy this season, do it a stat hero. All of those perks are amazing.
Yeah, right. Matt, you could hear Matt while he was reading it. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is awesome. Like, you guys, he really means this. You really need to be doing this. So, yeah, shout out.
Making my way to stat hero. Jeez.
Click.
Time to make sure I don't put too much money on the football this season.
He doesn't know what that means.
I don't. I truly don't. All right. With that, let us get into our next voicemail. This one comes to us from the 219.
Matt, Big Dave. First off, shout out to Big Dave. Welcome to the Locked On Bulls. We're going to miss Jordan and everything. He was a big part of it. I hope he's doing well in his future endeavors. But Matt, Big Dave, I got to say, in Acme, we trust. In Acme, we trust. This has been the most excited I've ever been about a Bulls offseason in so long. As a Bulls fan, I'm 28 years old, been a Bulls fan since the day I was born, and this has been the most excited I've been in such a long time. I was telling people, I told my dad, Dad, this Bulls team is going to be good. I told my dad, Dad, wait till you see what these dudes are going to do in this offseason. They're going to make some moves. And my dad was, you know, skeptical as always because he's a Bulls fan, but he also had to deal with the BS that happened with the previous front office. I kept telling him, wait till you see. All my friends up here at my job who are Lakers fans, sorry, I'm outside, it's out here, cars driving by. But all my friends who are Lakers fans, the Nets fans, the Bucks fans and everything, I kept telling them, Bulls are going to rise. We're going to start making some moves. And they always kept dissing me. Look at us now, baby. Look at us now. Yeah, we might have paid a little bit more for DeMar DeRozan than we should have or Lonzo Ball. I don't care. Because you know what? They went out there and did it. They went out there and did something. They made moves. They didn't just fall back and say, hey, we're just going to trade for a second-round pick. We'll get cash consideration or get this, you know, player out of a backup point guard. We're going to go out there and get the point guard that we want. Matt, Big Dave, I am so ecstatic. I am so happy. I cannot wait for the season. Also, when it comes to P-Dub, I think he did say that he was going to do the Summer League. So I'm excited. I am geeked. I cannot wait. The only thing we need now is to go ahead and work on getting a couple of big men to come off the bench, you know, somebody to back up Boots and provide some defense in the paint. But even that, I'm not too worried about it because in Acme, I trust. I know they're going to work and get the parts that we need. Everything that we're saying that the Bulls need, they've gone out and got it or they're working on getting it. So I'm not concerned at all. I cannot wait for this season to start. I am too geeked. Let's go, Bulls.
Yo. Big Dave, is that your long lost twin? I mean, that was. I don't have a whole lot to add to that call. Great call. Thank you for calling in. That exactly as he laid it out is how every Bulls fan should feel right now.
Absolutely. I love the fact that he mentioned his age because you and I talked about that, Matt, how some of us grew up, you know, in the Jordan era and saw three championships. Some of us grew up during the Derrick Rose era and saw that happen. Even the Baby Bulls, some of us came around during that time. But a lot of them his age have to grow up with this, you know, the past 4 years and seeing that. So this brings extra added excitement because, like you said, it's the most excited he's been in an offseason ever. And that's a fact. Knowing his age, like that's a fact. That's when he first comes to, you know, truly knowing, you know, basketball and stuff like that. You get this in your face, especially after dealing with Lakers fans and Nets fans and all that stuff that he's dealing with. We with you, man. I'm glad you're checking us out because we got your back. But I love the fact, even at the end, Matt, when he said, now, and you can tell he did this before the signing, but he was, you know, all he needed to do is go out, you know, get a backup center, you know, that could paint, you know, pass defense in the perimeter, and guess what? It's exactly what they would have did. It's amazing. It's amazing what they do. And here's something else I also wanted to bring up, and because I was listening during his call, because he said something that I caught when the old regime would have signed a guy like Marco, you would have known it, right? you don't even hear anything about Marco since he's gotten here. I forgot he was even here.
The Bulls did post a picture of him on Twitter and Instagram doing like a practice pre-Vegas summer league. Yeah.
Right. But I'm just saying, previous regime, this would have been all over everything.
Oh, yeah. Like, that would have been front page deal. News on Bulls social media.
Yes. This would have been a much, much bigger deal. And now it's just like he's going right under the radar and just, you know, basketball. That's it. That's all we're talking about. Just dealing with basketball, and that's all he's going to focus on. They're not putting any pressure on him, not calling him they're not high on him and stuff like that. You know, it's just him going out there and hooping. And I love that aspect of it because the focus has not been on him at all. It really hasn't. They're treating him just like you would a second round pick. We signed a second round pick, and he's going to go to summer league, and we'll see what he is. That's exactly how it should be treated. And I don't remember it being treated like that during the previous regime. So I like that aspect also. But yes, all your energy, I feel. Matt is right. Me and you on the same page, my friend. And yeah, that was awesome, man. Go Bulls. You're right. Go Bulls.
And the other part of his call that I wanted to highlight is I don't care. Did we overpay for Lonzo a little bit? Yeah, probably. Did we overpay for DeRozan a little bit? Yeah, probably. I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because the Bulls are a team that got pieces that are better than the pieces they had. Mm-hmm. And it was from players that actually wanted to come play here.
Hello.
I mean, a four-time All-Star who people who were saying, oh, don't like DeRozan's in decline. You're not paying attention. He had one of the most statistically impressive seasons of his career last year. Okay.
Yes, he did.
Don't come to the argument if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Lonzo Ball. Oh, it's just another blossom. He's 23 years old. He's still getting better. He's in his about to be entering his prime, and he wanted to come sign here on a 4-year deal. That's something. So hey, if the Bulls pay a little bit more, at least they're one of the teams that has to pay a little bit more because they can. And players want to be here. It baffles me that some Bulls fans can't see that big picture. Oh my God, we gave up another first round pick. Oh my God, like we gave up Sato and Thad and this pick and a couple of the second one. Guys, when have those picks and those role players gotten us anywhere?
Yeah, I went hunting once. Shot the deer in the leg. Had to kill it with a shovel. Took about an hour. Why do you ask?
Anywhere.
Man, nowhere. And it's so much fun. And I'm so happy to hear this kind of joy because you honestly, Matt, you can listen behind his voice. You can hear pain, the pain that he was going through for all those years when he talked about his friends at work, even when he spoke about his father being skeptical because he's been burned and scorned before, you know, he's been burned. He understands it. So just to hear that, man, and it's not just the fact that they made moves or made any moves. They made logical, right, correct moves. And the overpayment wasn't ridiculous either. You weren't sitting here like, oh my God, this is a ridiculous amount of money. Like Matt and I used to argue about his boy Wade and Jabari. Like when he would say getting overpaid, ridiculous amounts of money. You don't see that here. It's a couple mil over. You're like, yeah, okay, great. But look at what you got. Look at who you have on your team. Look at where they fit. Look at what they can do. You know you want to go hook up your 2K right now just to make these trades and play with this team right now. You want to go see what this is because it's a good fit. And again, Matt, DeMar DeRozan had one of the best seasons of his career. Oh, playing small forward. So what are we talking about here, man? This is awesome. No, I'm getting hyped all over again like this happened or like last week. This is great. Like, this is great. This is good stuff. I can't wait for Summer League on Monday. I really can't.
Well, now that you've gotten yourself all hyped up, Dave, do you want to tell our listeners about Built Bar?
Oh, Matt, the honor of my life. Listen, let me tell y'all something about me. I'm Big Dave. I got that name, Honest. I like to eat. It's what I do. Now, I'm careful about what I eat. You know what I'm saying? I always have been. Mac makes fun of me because of that. But I'm careful about what I eat and put inside me. And stuff like this is what I'm talking about. That's why I ride with my people at Built Bar because they have so many delicious flavors. There's something for everybody. And when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorite ones. When you speak to them and you go out, you're like, which one do you like? They might say, you know, the double chocolate, all the mint brownie, all the raspberry, the coconut, the orange, the cookies and cream, man. It goes the strawberry, which is one of my favorites. And now you know what my favorite is. I just told you. It's the strong to the berry. If you haven't tried all the flavors, guess what you can do? You can get a mixed box where you can get two of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, guess what? They are healthy too. You got 17 grams of protein. You got 130 calories. You got 4 grams of sugar. You got 4 grams of net carbs. Come on now. These are all wonderful things, and you know you're going to like it because it tastes amazing. And also, Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Did you hear what I just said? I said it's the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. These people run fast and look good doing it, and they're eating Built Bars. You could be that too. Yes, you can. But start by eating Built Bar. This is what you do. You go to built.com and you use that promo code. It's called Locked On, and you'll get 50% off your order. That's what you'll do. You'll go there, 50% off your order. And that's what we told you, because we're Matt and we're Big Dave. Built Bar, get it, because we said so.
My goodness. I really want to see the graphs of the spike in sales for Rock Auto and Built Bar and all of these products that we're peddling on this podcast. It's because Big Dave is getting everybody in the consumer frame of mind. And hey, you know what? Everybody out there, if you hear us read these ads and you're even teensy bit curious, like, oh yeah, maybe that does sound like a good product, go to the website, use the promo code, save money, and try it out. Because honestly, y'all, you know, we appreciate you guys listening. We appreciate the fact that you appreciate us doing this show. And those numbers, that's money in our pockets. If our sponsors are pleased with what we do and they see a boost in their sales because of our podcast, that's money in my pocket. That's money in Big Dave's pocket. So you're doing us a solid in addition to doing that retailer a solid. So go get some Built Bars.
That's right. You're doing us a solid and you're doing your body a solid, because this is healthy and it's good for you. So it's a win-win. Come on now. You love us and we love y'all, and Built Bar loves your body because they made something healthy for you. Go get it.
It's true. It's healthy, and even I enjoy eating them. So you know,
even Matt enjoys eating them.
Because I shovel garbage in my face.
Happily.
Speaking of which, so I had a whole bunch of out-of-town friends visiting me last week, Dave, like through the week. I had a friend visit from L.A., a friend visit from San Fran, a friend visit from Denver. And all these people are Chicago people, like kids I grew up with, hometown friends who now live elsewhere and come into town. And so I'm hanging out with them throughout all of last week. I ate Portillo's 4 times because they all said, let's go to Portillo's.
Wait, what did you eat though? Like, I understand you had four. What did you get? Did you get the same thing 4 times?
So I got the same thing the first 3 times.
Oh, which my is, God. Okay.
Which is my go-to Portillo's order. It's Italian beef dipped hot peppers, a hot dog, and a side of fries.
So you get the Italian beef dipped and a hot dog with that.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
The hot dog's just a little appetizer, right? and then you take down the beef dipped, and then you munch on the fries at the end. That's how I eat that meal. Everybody has their Portillo's, like, you know, order of how they what they order and how they eat it. That's me: hot dog, appetizer, entree, beef, dessert, fries.
Nice.
Sometimes I'll throw a cake shake in there if I'm feeling really, really gross.
Okay.
I gotta say, man, and I'm about to admit something to you that is not easy for me to admit to as someone who is very proud Chicago eater.
Okay.
And just a proud eater in general. By the 4th time I went to Portillo's in the span of 5 days, I was sitting there in the drive-thru and I was like, oh, you know, I can't do it. I can't do it. So I just got 2 hot dogs and fries. I didn't get the beef. And then wait for it.
Oh my God.
One of my friends I'm hanging out with, we take the Portillo's back to her house. We're eating in her backyard. We're eating our Portillo's. And she gets halfway through her beef and she's like, I'm full. I'm not going to finish this. And I was are you kidding me? She was like, do you want it? I was like, no, I want you to finish it. She's like, I'm not gonna. And I sat and I was like, I can't just see a half of Portillo's beef be thrown away. And she was like, and you know, like it's got the gravy, it's soggy, it's not gonna save well in my fridge. So I just ate her second half of a beef. I was planning on not having a beef, and then I had a half of beef.
Matt, I'm you know, it's funny. I understand everything you felt, and I get it. because you sound like me. This is why I'm glad I didn't know you probably 10 years ago, because we would have tore this city apart as far as restaurants and things were concerned. We would have tore this thing down, man. Because that's some stuff I would do. I'd be like, wait, what you? Where I grew up, you don't waste stuff. That we don't. We're not about that life. We're not about wasting food in my family. Like, no, I'm youngest of six. I'm from a big family. So when you have food on the table, we were happy to have it. You know what I mean? It was rare you got to get, you know, get some seconds because everybody got an appetite. So when we see some food on the table, and my father's only rule, he only had one rule when you had, if you put it on your plate, you eat it. That was the only rule. That was the only rule. So when I see that, man, I would have had that same reaction you had. Like, what are you doing? You throwing it? I would have been, but since I don't eat that, I would. I promise you, I would have took it and I would have gave it away to a homeless person. I would have found somebody to give that to. Like, I'm not throwing away food. Like, I'm just not doing that. I didn't come up like that. Like, no, I feel you, Matt. he didn't want to. He had to had for the to. Sake of it. He had to.
I was taking one for the team.
Yes, he did.
You know. If it were like, you know, a few bites of a somebody else's salad that they weren't going to fit. Yeah, I'll throw that away. Or, you know, if there's a hungry person walking by. Yeah. You can do that. But no, you never throw away Portillo's beef. I mean, that's if there is a hell, you go to hell for something like that.
You can give to a Portillo hell.
What are you doing? Giving you your reward.
Your eternal.
Like, I can't argue any of what he just said. It's true. You don't waste that. You don't.
All right. Well, after that hilarious little tangent, we're going to go back to our voicemail inbox. And this is a great one to get back into our voicemails. It's short and sweet, and it comes to us from the 708.
Yo, Matt, Big Dave. It's George calling the South Suburbs. I was just wondering, am I the only one that finds value in Denzel Valentine? Just a question.
Oh, Lord.
Short answer, George? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He didn't, you are the only one.
He didn't even believe that. George, you ain't believe that.
I mean, George, were you smoking some good stuff right before you called? You sounded a little hazy. You sounded a little fuzzy. That's the only way that you could wonder if that question was a real question.
I don't know. No. He must go. He is off the team. I believe the contract has run out. It's time for him to go. When can he officially be gone? I don't even know when he can officially be out of here. But no, it's done. It's over. The experiment is done. Like, we're finished. And, you know, thanks for coming. You know, thanks for hanging out. But you got to go.
I saw somebody on Twitter took a screenshot of a post from. Oh, so I think it was when you know, Ronaldinho, the famous Brazilian soccer player, came to visit the United Center like last week, and they had some pictures of him with Benny the Bull in the Bulls locker room, and like some detective Bulls fan noticed that certain lockers had items in them behind them in this picture, and certain lockers were cleaned out, right?
Okay,
and they said, Denzel Valentine's locker still has stuff in it. Mm-hmm. Does that mean, oh my God, are they bringing Denzel back? Is his stuff not cleared out of his locker because they're bringing him back? And no. my initial thought was like a half a second of panic, and then like immediately washed away because no. You want to know why the answer is no? Because AK and Eversley aren't dumb. This is the same reason that Bulls fans got all their, you know, their underwear in a twist. Oh my God, they're not going to fire Jim. There are these speculative reports of, well, they might bring Jim back because it'll save money and they're going to give him a shot. And the Reinsdorfs really like Jim and want to keep an open mind. Oh my God, we're bringing Jim back. I can't believe the Bulls fan base got from, I can't wait until they fire Jim to, oh my God, they're not firing Jim. The world is on fire. In the span of like a week and a half.
Oh, right.
Oh my God. Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait.
Everybody calm down.
All right, folks. Calm down. A whole bunch of business. Jokers will be gone soon.
All right, let's everybody just calm the down.
And so I thought back to that and I was like, oh my God, Bulls fans see a Denzel Valentine locker that isn't empty and are afraid that he's coming back.
You know, all it told me, Matt, all it told me was that is on par with the Denzel Valentine, you know, because it is overconfidence. He's like, you ain't getting rid of me. Please, I ain't going nowhere. Put all my stuff in here. He shows up without a shirt on, walking around in flip-flops, you know, he's just with sunglasses, you know, riding on a scooter. You know, he's like, I just came to, you know, get some stuff out my locker, you know, hey, you know, kind of get my pen so I can autograph some jerseys out my locker. He is that kind of overconfidence for my main man, Denzel. And I think that's what it is. But no, man, I don't see how. No. No.
No. Oh, my God. Another recent Denzel thing that came around. Windy City Bulls Twitter. Did you see this? They're doing this like throwback to their greatest performances ever in Windy City Bulls history.
Okay.
And they put up like a 2-minute video highlight reel of some game where Denzel had like 30 points or something.
Nice.
And somebody quote tweeted it and just tagged me to be mean or funny. I don't know. And I was like, that was one of those moments where I wondered what the hell the person running the Windy City Bulls Twitter account thought they were doing when they did it. Like, do you have no awareness of what's going on and how the fans? I know the Windy City Bulls aren't the Bulls, but they are the little brother program of the Bulls.
True.
And this entire fan base is counting down the seconds until we dance through the streets because that guy's not here anymore. What are you doing posting Denzel highlight reels on your Twitter account? It's like when they posted the pictures of Ronaldinho and Felicio in front of the MJ statue, and it was just a bunch of people going, why is that dude still here?
Right, exactly. Yeah. You're right. It stirs up Bulls Nation just to see them still here and to see their faces. But again, people, just relax. Just calm down. Let the grown-ups handle it. You know that they have a plan. How many times they got to show us that they have a plan and they move on their own time and not our time. Of course, it was up to us. Especially if it was up to Matt, the second the buzzer went off in the last game, Matt would have been standing by his locker. I've already cleaned it out for you. Here you go. Like, it would have happened that day, okay? But yeah. They have a plan. We got to let them go through it and execute their plan. So let's just wait and see, man. You know, worry about Summer League. Summer League's coming up. Worry about that.
Just wait for that tweet from me that says, Denzel Valentine will not be with the Bulls for the 21-22 season, comma, per sources. Parentheses, sources are me hurling the belongings of Denzel's locker into Madison Avenue.
Get out! Oh, man. Oh, that is funny.
Well, thank you for the call. That was fun. Always enjoy when somebody calls in just to fucking get our goat. And I hope you weren't serious about seeing Valentine value because he's gone. All right, Big Dave, we have come to the last voicemail finally through two episodes. And again, I said this at the beginning of the first voicemail show. If we didn't get to your voicemail, please call us back again. It's been a crazy week. We've got a lot in our inbox. We got to as many as we could. Don't get discouraged if we didn't get to yours. We will get to as many as we can because we really enjoy hearing from you guys. So with that, we wrap things up with one of our Locked On Bulls super fans. We enjoy interacting with him on Twitter all the time. He is a diehard fan of the show, and we appreciate him for it. It's Troy from Australia.
Hi, Matt. Big Dave. Troy here from Australia. Just calling in to see what you guys think about potential lineup possibilities now that we've got, you know, Lonzo Ball, Alex Caruso, and DeMar to go along with Zach in like the 1-2-3 positions. So many possibilities, especially to go along with Pat up forward and Vooch at the center. Mate, it's going to be great season. I can't wait for it. Love to hear your thoughts. Appreciate you guys. Go Bulls.
All righty. We got to a lot of silly voicemails. And now, hey, we've got an actual basketball question.
That's nice.
So appreciate you checking in, Troy. Appreciate you always interacting with us on Twitter. We love you, buddy. So Big Dave, my first thought here with his question of, we've got all these new fun toys to play with. What's Donovan going to do with his rotations and his lineups? And when you rattle off the names, Caruso, Zach, Lonzo, DeMar, what I think of is Billy Donovan in Oklahoma City doing a lot of three-guard lineups and having a lot of success with those lineups. And I'm talking about Chris Paul, SGA, and Dennis Schroeder. When OKC ran those three on the court together, it worked for them. It worked really, really well. And I think that Billy Donovan is licking his lips right now, thinking, okay, how many different ways can I get the best out of all of these competent guards and wings that I have at my disposal? Because you're not just talking about Lonzo and LaVine and DeMar playing 1-2-3, and that's probably going to be your starting 1-2-3. Not only do you add Alex Caruso into that mix for potential three-guard lineups, but hopefully coming back healthy after, you know, the first month or so of the season, then you could throw Kobe White into that equation as well. And then, like, things really start to snowball.
Yeah, you can have some fun with this, Matt. And I think that they intend to. As far as the starters are concerned, the only two positions I'm like those guys won't change at all is Lonzo and Vooch. I think you might see some times where you see DeRozan playing the two and sliding Zach over to the three. Sometimes, just, you know, just for offensive purposes, just to see what happens. We've already seen what Patrick Williams played the two before. We know he can play the two through the four. Like, either one of those positions, we know he can play them and, you know, hold his own doing that. Like you said, when Kobe White comes back, you know, he's a combo guard. Caruso is also a combo guard because he can be at the two also because of his size and his defense, you know, being 6'5". So, yeah, there's so many fun things you can do with this lineup. And I just think that they're going to have a lot of fun figuring out what they would like to do. And I think during the course of the season, during those games, you're going to be able to see it because, you know, injuries happen, you know, things like that go down. And guys, you know, might need some rest, you know what I'm saying, on a game or two. It might, you know, that happens. So you'll be able to see these kind of lineups and the Bulls have this kind of fun as the season progresses and goes along. And I'm here for it. I'm here to see Patrick Williams at the 2, 3, or 4. I'm here to see Zach play the 2 or 3 and DeRozan switch off of that. You know what I'm saying? They can switch off of that on possessions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool with all of that. Like, I just want to see it. I just want to have some fun with it, man, and go out here and just win some games. Because it all sounds fun and logical right now, you know? Like, it really does. It just sounds fun and logical when you have these kind of pieces on your team, man, and guys who are, like, playoff caliber basketball players and guys who have championship rings on your team, you know? Guys who don't have egos, you know? None of these players on here I can think of, I'm like, they had a huge ego. People thought Lonzo had one. It wasn't him. It was his dad. Like, he wasn't the one with the ego. So you got all these guys who just willing to do whatever it takes to win out here, man. And so they'll play these multiple positions and we'll see what Billy Donovan has for it. But yeah, I can't wait to see it.
The other thing that I have thought of that could be really fun, and I know we are still worried a little bit about depth in the front court, and we'll see. Yeah. You know, do the Bulls get somebody back from Charlotte to beef up their front court in the Lowry sign and trade? We added Tony Bradley. Maybe there's another veteran big man, you know, power forward slash center off the scrap heap that we can sign for cheap to round out the roster. And we are worried a little bit about front court size. Overall size, like, we're getting rid of some undersized people. And, like, I don't think the Bulls roster right now has somebody on it who's under 6'4". Like, as far as their guard and wing size, it's great. You just want to add maybe another tall body or two. But conversely, thinking about playing small and when the Bulls can be the team that dictates what's going on the floor and making their opponent adjust to them. And I'm just going to throw this out there. We remember the Hampton 5 lineup that Golden State had? Remember how everybody went gaga for that? Now, before you jump on my back, I'm not comparing what the Bulls might run out there this season to the Hamptons 5 because that had Steph Curry and Kevin Durant in it, okay? Oh, and Klay Thompson. And Draymond Green. Oh, and Andre Iguodala. However,
allow me the pleasure of introducing you to Blade Laser. blazer. I believe you've met my fitness consigliere, Michel. Oh, and I almost forgot. Our last player. Meet Fran Stalinaskovich Davidovitsky.
They're pretty good.
The Bulls now have the potential to run out a similar Hamptons 5-esque lineup with P-Dub at the 5. So you play P-Dub at the 5, and then any combination of Lonzo, Zach, Kobe, DeRozan, Caruso, even Troy Brown Jr., any mix of those four guys and P-Will at the 5, and this team will run past everybody.
I mean, that transition, Matt. Can you just picture the fast breaks? Do you know how many times last year I would complain because I didn't see enough cool plays? Because you got Zach LaVine who can jump out of a gym. And I'm like, how come he doesn't have a bunch of alley-oops to his name? How come he's on SportsCenter top 10 like at least twice a week? Because you guys toss him the ball and he'll go get it. Now you got a guy who I watched throw an alley-oop from one end of the court to the other. I saw it with my own eyes. I've never seen it again. He got the ball inbounds and threw a oop from there. I watched him all the oops he threw Zion Williamson last year. Just look at him and where he was throwing them from. They were impossible. And he was just tossing them up there. But Zion, he's a man child and he would go get it. Now you got that in Zach, man. You think he ain't about to be doing that with Zach LaVine? Man, please. It's about to be some fun. You hear me?
Did you see that Zach oop at the end of that USA Australia semifinal? Oh my God.
Oh, did I watch it a couple times? I should watch it again after we get off of here, man. It was awesome, man. It made it look even better because they had, it looked like an 8K camera that was showing it in slow motion or something, man. It looked amazing. So yeah, like I can't wait to see that be unlocked in Zach LaVine, because if anybody, as much as anybody, he needed a point guard also, somebody who could find him a basketball and get it to him on those things. I'm just so excited for this, man. Like, this, just the regular things teams are used to having, we haven't had. And that's what the excitement is about. Competent, basketball. Going out there and not watching guys fall on their face by dribbling. Just those things are done with, man. And it just feels good that stuff is over with. And I just can't wait, man. It's going to be so exciting. The Yanni Center is going to be rocking, baby. I can't wait.
It really is. I think that Bulls fans, if they had some issues or questions with Billy Donovan in year one, and also looking back on his tenure in the NBA, it is, does he have the ability to make the right lineups, the right rotations, in-game adjustments, and that he is, especially earlier on in the, the KD Russ days and then the weird Russ Paul George phase in OKC, I think had gotten some fair criticism about that element of his coaching, strengths and weaknesses and whatnot. I gave Billy Donovan the benefit of the doubt in year one because he inherited a mess, right? I mean, an absolute mess. You're trying to figure out what pieces do you want to keep, what pieces aren't working for what you have planned moving forward, and on top of that, have to deal with a midseason trade that completely turns your rotation upside down. So with all of that, I thought that Donovan got some, let's say, over-the-top criticism. Not unfair or unwarranted criticism, just a little too much criticism for what he was trying to deal with. And by the way, a season unlike any other, where you're playing four games in five nights every other week. You got no time to practice. And, all of these variables that made it very difficult for Donovan to come in year one. What I am excited about is this team having a full-length training camp with all of these new pieces in place, where the little bits and pieces of Zach and Vooch in the two-man game that we saw when they were just like, we didn't have any practices, we're learning on the fly in games, can that develop? What kind of, Zach and DeRozan two-man stuff can we see? How does Lonzo slide into this as a creator and a guy playing off the ball? I mean, I am so excited, and my hope is that Donovan figures this out. And look, I think it'll take him this season. Again, we just added a lot of talent. And I think the expectations absolutely have to be, you're at least in the hunt for a top four seed and home court advantage, right? That has to be the goal. If you fall short of it for whatever reason, okay, but that has to be the goal coming out of the gate. That being the case, like Bulls fans expected after the Vooch trade, the Bulls to just like go on this 10-game winning streak or whatever. And I'm like, guys, look at the big picture. Look at the context. No, I don't necessarily expect the Bulls to jump out of the gate and start the season 7-3, 8-2. I think there's going to be some growing pains for Donovan to figure out how these pieces all complement each other, but I'm really excited to see him try to do it.
Yeah. Oh, beautifully well said. Billy Donovan, man, is not used to losing. I said it last year. It's not what he does. His first losing season, take a guess what his first losing season was. It was the year you just saw. That's the first time he had a losing season. He doesn't know what it is, man. It's not what he does. He goes to the playoffs. And what you saw, God, it just felt so good to watch a coach who never threw his players under the bus, like the entire time, Matt. Like, he never just blamed them for, you know, their faults, but he would hold them accountable. And he kept preaching those kind of things, he kept preaching it and saying it because it's true. I think now this year is when you start to see that stuff kind of come to fruition, because luckily Patrick Williams doesn't have the stink of the last coaching staff anywhere near him. All he knows is Billy Donovan. So mm-hmm. I expect him to thrive a little bit. Zach LaVine finally has a stepdad that wants to stick around, you know, and is not a, you know, don't want to send him out for beer and cigarettes all the time. You know, like he's got a good stepdad right now in Billy Donovan. So Zach wants to stay around and hang around him. So I think you'll see Zach grow also in his role, because he wants to become more of a leader and more of a team player. But you got to have better players to be a better team player. Guess what? We went and got you. We got you better players. Oh, you got Vooch here now. You got Kobe now, rolling with Billy Donovan now. All that, his impact with those players last year, I think you're definitely going to see that come to fruition this year in the little tiniest of ways on the court. You know, that game within the game stuff that we talk about, you know, that those good teams have. Those good teams play the game within the game. You know, the fundamentals that they play with, not committing careless turnovers, not dribbling the ball off your foot, not taking ill-advised shots. Those little tiny things matter. When the 50-50 balls that Stacey King talks about all the time, guys playing a little bit harder because they care about their coach and they care about their organization. All that stuff you're going to start seeing, man, you're going to start to see those things turn for this team, all because of the good things that AK and Mark Eversley have put together. It's going to turn, guys. Like, and you're seeing it now. It's just awesome, Matt. It just feels good. It does. I feel like I've said that a million times, but it's the truth. It feels good to just see this kind of competency and logic on display and knowing it's the Chicago Bulls. Like, that's a good, great feeling, man. And I can't wait to watch this stuff.
Yeah, truly, man. And I mean, as you say that, I'm sitting here thinking, when the Bulls start the season 5-5, mm-hmm. there are going to be people calling for Billy Donovan's job.
Oh, my goodness.
This fan base, man, I swear, y'all are crazy. We love you, but you're crazy.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
You got a freaking dart in your neck.
You're crazy.
Yeah, man. So, ooh, look.
Yes.
Without a doubt, the bar has been raised this season. AK and Eversley made these moves not to tinker around and figure out. No, they spent a year tinkering, and they are making moves. And yeah, obviously that means that wins are expected, playoffs are expected in the 21-22 season. And I'm on board, man. I know you're on board too. Yes. I think most of our listeners, I think most of this fan base is pretty happy with what they've done this offseason. Now it's just a waiting game. Now it's just like, okay, we'll watch Summer League. We'll see what happens with that. Let's see how this roster's rounded out. And then by the time we get to training camp and, like, mm-hmm. you know, some preseason, I'm going to be running through walls. I'm running through walls right now, man.
Right. And I'm excited to see Happy Peck. I've never seen Happy Peck when it comes to the Chicago Bulls. I haven't. I don't know what it looks like. I've gotten glimpses of him when Joakim Noah shows up, but I haven't seen Happy Peck. Like, I haven't seen him watching a game with him, and I can't wait to watch that game with Matt.
Just beware. Awesome. Just don't say I didn't warn you, because when the Bulls are good, when the Bulls are relevant and it's a tight game late, and God forbid that tight game late doesn't go our way, I am not fun to be around.
Ooh, all right. All right. Well, I'm glad you told me. Thank you. I've seen it when I was with you when Cody Parkey hit the double doink.
Yeah.
I definitely was there. I saw a little bit of it to the point where I wanted to kind of follow Matt home to make sure he actually went in the house and went to sleep. And, you know, and you know, didn't just go out and drink it or doing something stupid after that. I was a little concerned about that. But
finding Cody Parkey's house and sitting on his front stoop with a baseball bat.
Exactly. Exactly. It crossed my mind. It crossed my mind. So, yeah, man. But I'm excited to watch it, man. And all Bulls fans should be excited. Honestly, you should have your skepticism, you know, as long as it's logical, you know, have your concerns. It's all healthy, I promise you. But what you should definitely have in within all of that is excitement about what's going on with your Chicago Bulls, because this is real. And this is exactly what we've been crying and yelling about forever. So even when you got your skepticism and you know, like, well, I probably wouldn't have done it that way. I might've made that move or done it like that. What you can't argue with is this team is better now. And now you get to watch a better product on the floor, and we all get to bask in that. So yeah, get ready for the excitement, baby. Get ready for the Summer League on Monday. Can't wait to watch it.
I love it. Thank you to everybody who filled up our inbox with your voicemails, with your text messages. This has been a lot of fun these last few episodes to just go in and see how y'all are reacting to this big week that the Bulls just had. Whether you're on board fully, whether you're a little unsure, or if you're a trash guy. Either way, we enjoy hearing from you guys. So keep them coming throughout the offseason and into a fresh 21-22 season. We're always eager to interact with you, our listeners. That number is 331-979-1369. Shout out to today's sponsors, Bulls Stat Hero. Check them out. Play some daily fantasy and bump your odds to win. And, of course, those delicious Built Bars that our buddy Big Dave told you so much about. Big Dave, anything you got to add before we get out of here, bud?
I'm happy. I can't wait for Summer League. Can't wait for this gold medal game either, man. Team USA. Hope Zach brings that home, man. He deserves a gold medal. So he needs to bring that on home, man. So yeah, let's get that done, guys, for real.
Let's get it, baby. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter. I'm at Bulls_Peck. He's at Bowl, BAWL Sports. We are at Locked On Bulls. For Big Dave, I'm Matt. See Red, be good. Peace out.
Kitchen Appliance Naming Institute. What does this thing do? It keeps f***ing fresh. Well, that's a fresher. I'm going on break.
Woo!
Two shows.
Damn.